Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on when to use pauses before adjective clauses.
今天的主题是子句的强调以及如何断句。
Let's take an example. In the sentence, "My sister who lives in San Francisco is a doctor," the adjective clause is "who lives in San Francisco." It describes my sister. There is no pause before the adjective clause. So, it means that I have more than one sister. And the one who lives in San Francisco is a doctor. There is a pause after the adjective clause because it is a long sentence. But there can be no pause in the group of words, my sister who lives in San Francisco, because this is one idea or thought group. Listen to the sentence again. My sister who lives in San Francisco is a doctor. The same words used in that sentence have a different meaning if there is a pause before the adjective clause, who lives in San Francisco. Listen to the new sentence. My sister, who lives in San Francisco, is a doctor. Now there is a pause before and a pause after the adjective clause. And in writing, there now is a comma before and a comma after the adjective clause. This sentence means that I have only one sister. She's a doctor, and, by the way, she lives in San Francisco. The information conveyed by "who lives in San Francisco" is not necessary to understand who I am talking about, as I only have one sister. I just added it in passing.
如果你在形容词子句之前有稍微停一下的话，那表示你只有一个。但是如果你在形容词之前没有断句的话，那表示你不止一个，可能有许多个。
If you say, "My girlfriend who drives a BMW is a good dancer," you are saying that you have more than one girlfriend. "My boss, who is very generous, gives me a raise every year," means I have more than one boss. Hawaii, which is an island in the Pacific, is a popular tourist spot. Means there is another Hawaii not in the Pacific. So remember to pause before and after adjective clauses only when it is referring to something or someone of which there is only one. This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English.